It's Morning Edition on Iowa Public Radio. I'm Julie Englander. Most Monday mornings, IPR State House correspondent Joyce Russell reviews what's happening in the Iowa legislature. Good morning, Joyce.
Hello, Julie.
We're starting a new month. March is the time when legislators begin paring down their agenda for the remaining weeks of the session. What are the dates for that process and what bills might be in jeopardy?
Well, this is the first so-called funnel week. Bills have to get out of committee in either the House or Senate this week in order to continue on, I'll just call it the traditional route to passage, although, as we know, failed bills can get added to other legislation later. House Republicans on Thursday said they have a list of priorities that we haven't seen any debate on yet, including gun control and shifting some state funds to private schools. But that's their list. They say that's their those are their priorities. So those will definitely make it through House committees this week. Should probably say that might be primarily for campaign purposes because those bills aren't going anywhere in the Senate. Similarly, in the Senate, a bill to raise the minimum wage has already met the funnel deadline. But I should say very few high-priority bills die in the funnel. They're pushed through even though they still need work.
The new month also has Iowans paying an extra dime a gallon for motor vehicle fuel as a result of lightning-fast action last week. Not all legislators supported that fuel tax increase. So the question is, what horse trading went on in order to get the votes to pass it?
Well, we're talking about four groups, as you know, Senate Democrats, Senate Republicans, House Democrats, House Republicans. Each of those charged with getting a majority of their members on board with the tax, and that was essentially accomplished. Senate Republicans came up with 12 votes out of their 24 members. Technically, a majority would have been 13 votes, but I don't think anyone's quarreling about that. And I don't know so much about horse trading, but I do know that within any individual caucus, there were members whose constituents overwhelmingly opposed the tax. And in one instance, a Democrat voted against the tax because of that. But the same lawmaker then turned around and helped his fellow Democrats analyze their own situations and get to the yes vote. So it was kind of a group effort. And we have talked on this program about Republicans voting for the tax and then possibly drawing a challenger in the next primary. And there is one example of that already. Republican Clell Bodler voted for the tax, and he's now drawn a challenger for the 2016 primary. Mm.
There were reports this past week that the proposal to raise the speed limit on Iowa's interstate highways to 75 miles per hour is receiving some legislative support. What is the future of that proposal?
Well, Democratic Majority Leader Senator Gronstall doesn't seem to be taking the issue very seriously. We asked him if he supports a higher speed limit, and he paused and said, sure, why not? So I guess we'll see if it gets out of the full Senate Transportation Committee this week. It passed this three-member panel last week on a bipartisan vote in the Senate, but I don't really see much momentum for that.
Governor Branstad is proposing to defund appropriations for state mental health hospitals at Mount Pleasant and Clarinda. Will lawmakers appropriate monies for those facilities?
Well, the facilities are already turning away patients, and the Public Employees Union says that staff are receiving their layoff notices. It appears there will be no staff left by sometime in May. And I'd have to say the appropriations process really isn't in a position to stop that. The Branstad administration is moving to close the facilities just as they moved to close the Iowa Juvenile Home in Toledo. Democrats went to court to try to stop that, so far unsuccessfully, and the Public Employees Union is hinting that they may try to do the same thing with the mental health institutes.
The state's law enforcement officers would be required to wear body cameras whenever they interact with the public under an Iowa House bill that reflects a national trend following upheaval between police and the public in places like Ferguson, Missouri. Is that legislation garnering broad support?
Well, it's too early to say. It's sponsored by minority Democrats in the Republican-controlled House. Representative Akeo Abdul-Samad is the lead sponsor. His only son was shot to death back in 1997, so he speaks with some authority on gun issues.
And what action, if any, in this year's legislature are we likely to see as a result of the continued delay in opening the newly constructed maximum security prison at Fort Madison?
Well, the House Oversight Committee is continuing its investigation of that continued delay. By some estimates, the cost overruns are in the neighborhood of $30 million. There's some reluctance on the part of some lawmakers to say too much on the issue because the Attorney General is working with the Department of Corrections on whether to try to recoup some of that money from contractors or designers or both.
The empty Fort Madison dilemma is the topic of discussion today at noon on IPR's River to River program to remind listeners to tune in. And Joyce, we'll talk to you next week. Thank you so very much.
Thank you, Julie.